The most wonderful time of the year is here at Agape Christmas Trees in Templeton.
Proudly serving the community for 18 years.
I'm Logan, and I'll greet you at the entrance.
And I'm Tyler. I'll help you out with your tree.
At Agape, we offer a delightful selection of 9 varieties of Christmas trees, ranging from 2 feet to an impressive 24 feet tall. Plus, you'll find tree stands, beautiful cedar garland, and fresh wreaths to complete your festive decor. Want a tree you can enjoy year after year? Check out our potted trees. We are dedicated to bringing you the freshest trees available with a fresh load delivered weekly.
Take a leisurely stroll through our 80 acres while sipping on hot chocolate by the fire. There's something for everyone here. Enjoy our free bounce house, hop on a tractor or horse and carriage ride. Fun for the whole family. Make Agape Christmas Trees a part of your family tradition.
Visit us at 625 Templeton Road in Templeton. We're open from the day after Thanksgiving until Christmas every day from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Visit agapechristmastrees.com.
Happy Holidays!
Pacific West Steel, specializing in metal roofing and metal siding for homes, barns, awnings, commercial buildings, and more. Offering customers multiple product solutions. No job is too big or too small. For longevity, energy savings, and durability, call Adam Andrade, Pacific West Steel, the industry leader, 805-238-1783. That's 805-238-1783 for Pacific West Steel.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. Everybody has a plan until they get punched in the mouth. Education forces experimental injections on your kids, robs them of values, and maybe a few body parts. And when you speak out, you get banned from social media or investigated by the FBI. Time to punch back with homeschooling and private training under a First Family Trust. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105 or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, lawnews.tv.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, December 17th, 2024. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Robles Police Department warns against potential reported scam. Team Paso launches matching gift campaign for Mathnasium. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly cloudy today, highs in the mid-60s, it's 49 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, saving homeowners more money on their energy bills since 75. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The Paso Robles Police Department is warning the public of a scam that they were made aware of by a resident on Lana Street. The resident reported that an individual knocked on their door claiming to sell water treatment devices from the state. The police department says this is suspicious activity that may be a scam and is advising residents to not provide personal or financial information to unverified individuals or companies. Request identification from anyone claiming to represent a company, agency, or the government, and verify claims by contacting appropriate state or local agencies before making any decisions. If you suspect there is suspicious activity, report it to the Paso Robles Police Department. The co-founder and educational director of Mathnasium Learning Centers, Larry Martinek, is offering a $125,000 matching donation grant to help fund Team Paso's Mathnasium operations in the North County. Mathnasium is an after-school program aimed at promoting math education in California, with Team Paso seeking to engage students after school with the program in the North County. Mathnasium aims to teach students how to think mathematically and to build critical thinking skills to help them succeed in growing fields that require strong math skills. You can go to teampaso.org to have your own donation doubled by Martinek's matching grant. Holiday magic at the Charles Paddock Zoo this Saturday. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blaze & Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blaze & Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazeandbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. This Saturday, December 21st, is Holiday Magic at the Charles Paddock Zoo. Here's Terry Banish, Atascadero's Director of Community Services and Promotions, on this event.
Charles Paddock Zoo, we have our Holiday Magic that will be featured on the 21st of December, and we'll have a lot of decorations are happening at the zoo, a lot of changes are happening at the zoo. We're getting ready to open a new habitat, so more to come on that. I'm not going to give that away quite yet, but a lot of changes are happening at the zoo, and we're excited to be able to have such a gym in our neighborhood and our backyard to really showcase.
Holiday Magic will feature zookeepers dressing as Santa's elves and delivering gifts to the animals throughout the zoo. Gift deliveries begin at 10 a.m. and will go until 1 p.m. Watch the excitement of animals unwrapping their presents, which Terry says is always a delight for children in attendance.
It means a lot for them to watch the different animals opening up their gifts from the elves and really enjoying it, and having Santa at the zoo as well makes a ton of sense. So it's just super fun to see our, you know, the different animals opening up their gifts, and the kids really enjoy that. So that's definitely something to take in, especially for the little ones.
The Charles Paddock Zoo is open daily 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The final 2024 meeting for the Pastorable City Council will be held tonight at 6:30 p.m. Pastorable's meetings will start at 6 p.m. starting in 2025. In its discussion items is the second reading for amending the municipal code regarding employee parking lot permits. Council approved the first reading in its last meeting, but has placed this reading as a discussion item to allow for public comment prior to council taking action. Staff's recommendation has been to eliminate the parking lot program due to a lack of enforcement and potential high costs. You can attend the meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. The Pastorable School Board will be reviewing Measure M and the current phases of improving Georgia Brown Dual Immersion's campus in its meeting tonight at around 6:30. The district is currently in Phase 2 of 3 for Georgia Brown's improvements. The two biggest projects in Phase 2 is an elementary play structure and installing three portable classrooms. Measure M's current funds is estimated to be $10.8 million, with Phase 3 of Georgia Brown's improvements estimated to cost around $6 million. You can attend tonight's meeting in person or watch online. The repaving project on Golden Hill Road continues this week. Southbound lanes have finished repaving, but will have one lane closed Monday through Thursday this week, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. to raise utilities. Southbound traffic will be redirected on Friday to finish paving of the northbound lane. Here's Capital Projects engineer Didis Esperanza on Golden Hill Road.
We're doing the road repair of Golden Hill from Creston to Rolling Hills. We would have been done with the northbound. However, the rain postponed a bit of the project, so we're going to need another day or so next week, the following week of December 16th, to finish the northbound lane. The next phase will be striping, raising the valves to grade, etc., and those work should not have us do any more detours, and we'll be able to just do traffic control with localized flagging.
That's Capital Projects engineer Didis Esperanza. As part of the Creston Road project, Pastorable's Public Works announced the contractor will need to install a concrete cross gutter across Nickerson at Creston. As a result, access to Nickerson from Creston will be restricted during this period of construction. The contractor, according to Public Works, will be taking advantage of the school holiday break to perform this work, starting on December 23rd and ending January 3rd, 2025. Traffic will be redirected to Boland Drive for the duration of the work. Late last week, the San Luis Obispo County Counter-Human Trafficking Force conducted an operation aimed at intercepting child sex predators in the city of San Luis Obispo. The force is made up of investigators from the Sheriff's Office and DA's office. In their operation, three men were arrested, each for arranging to meet with what they believed to be a minor for lewd purposes. The men instead contacted an undercover detective. The suspects are 40-year-old Gennaro Santa Avalos of Santa Maria, 42-year-old Ernesto Fernandez of Santa Maria, and 29-year-old Salvador Mendoza Pia of Oceano. In sports for the NFL, the Falcons defeated the Raiders 15-9. In the NBA, the Clippers defeated Utah Jazz 144-107. The Nuggets beat the Kings 130-129. Tonight, the Bucks will face Oklahoma City in the final round for the NBA Cup. Local news was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:16. California news coming up next.
The customer service and workmanship at Davis Body Shop is first rate.
Jessica, who is a North County resident, talks about her experience at Davis Body Shop.
Lori, Eric, and Patrick were super helpful. Patrick did a great job ensuring that everything my car needed was done in an incredibly fast time. My car looks amazing inside and out. For body work and customer care, Davis is the best, and we would never take our cars anywhere else.
Davis Body Shop has repaired well over 80,000 vehicles since 1962, and today Davis is the longest established shop on the Central Coast. If you ever need the services of Davis Body Shop, remember, they are San Luis Obispo County's most honored, respected, and trusted auto collision specialist with two locations, on El Camino Real with a convenient enterprise car rental facility, and Davis Body Shop on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
California Headline News. LA County's new district attorney says he's taking a different approach to the Menendez brothers case or cases.
While they're called the Menendez brothers case, there's an Eric Menendez case and a Lyle Menendez case. So we will look at each case separately, which is the way they actually should be handled.
Nathan Huckman just recently took office. Eric and Lyle Menendez have been in prison serving life sentences for the murders of their parents in 1989. State Attorney General Rob Bonta issuing a charity consumer alert.
We've seen a thing or two over time about scams, about frauds, that we want to share with you so that you are armed, you are educated, you are prepared.
Bonta says check the registration status of the charity you're giving to and give to organizations you trust. The verdict in the murder trial of a former tech consultant charged with killing Cash App founder Bob Lee will be announced this morning. Prosecutors arguing Nima Momeni targeted Lee on a San Francisco street last year because he believed his sister had been drugged and sexually assaulted by a man she met through Lee. Jeff Scott, California News.
This is the famous footwear that everyone has on their holiday wish list. So don't wait to make it famous. Whether you're searching for their favorite character shoes or the hottest sneakers, slippers, and boots, Famous Footwear has the newest styles from Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Converse, New Balance, Birkenstock, Timberland, and more. Unwrap Famous today and make everyone's holidays merry with buy one, get one half off at your local Famous Footwear or famous.com. Some exclusions apply.
Here's another great reason to use the United States Postal Service this season. When sending a package, why venture outside? Ship with USPS for a true holiday ride. Want to stay cozy and warm? There's no need to roam. With free package pickup and labels printed from home, we have over 600,000 employees always in motion. And before you know it, your gift has delivered emotion. Spread the holiday joy this season with USPS's enhanced network. Learn more at usps.com/holidayride.
Hey, Rini, look who's at table six again today.
I know. Even without his suit, you can tell who he is. I think he's trying to figure out why Lynn's pies are so good.
But he's been here every day this week.
Well, I don't think he's trying very hard.
Maybe we should just tell him about your original recipes that use real fruit and just the right touch of real cane sugar.
Never corn syrup.
And that they're handmade right here in Cambria.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, can you see what he's doing now?
Wait. This is the best part.
That's real good.
Smart Santas can order Lynn's handmade fruit pies and food gifts to be shipped anywhere in California in the United States by phone and at lynnsfruitbin.com. You can find Lynn's handmade pies at your local Central Coast grocery store and the Costco freezer section to bake at home for Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Oh, that's real good.
It's Lynn's.
KPRL News continues at 7:20. Food and Farm News brought to you by Dignified Hope Care, assisting seniors part-time or 24/7 with quality caregiving and nursing care from Orchid to Paso Robles. An intensive months-long training program concluded for 9 Farm Bureau members from California who participated in the Leadership Farm Bureau program. The LFB class of 2024 graduated during the 106th California Farm Bureau annual meeting in Monterey. The class learned about communication, team building, advocacy, and the Farm Bureau organization during 10 months of instruction. They participated in training on governmental policy, personal development, and key issues affecting California farmers, ranchers, and agricultural businesses. They also advocated on behalf of Farm Bureau with lawmakers in Sacramento and Washington, D.C. Food and Farm News is brought to you by Dignified Hope Care. Trust the medical care staff officially licensed to serve our seniors across the Central Coast. Call 805-510-1234. DignifiedHopeCare.com. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street in Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Pacific West Steel. High quality metal roofing solutions for all commercial, residential, and agriculture needs. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the mid-60s, northeast winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear to partly cloudy skies tonight, lows in the upper 30s, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the upper 60s, east-northeast winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is mostly sunny on Thursday and Friday, partly cloudy on Saturday and Sunday, mostly cloudy on Monday and Tuesday next week. Low 70s on Thursday, upper 60s Friday, mid-60s Saturday and Sunday, upper 60s on Monday, 62 a week from today. Currently, it is 49 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Pacific West Steel. High-quality metal roofing solutions for all commercial, residential, and agriculture needs. KPRL News Time is 7:22.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks opened lower. The Federal Reserve is meeting today and tomorrow and is expected to lower interest rates by 0.25% tomorrow, though there is a sign of strength in the economy that may factor into the Fed's decision. Retail sales rose 0.7% in November, more than expected. Pfizer's forecast for its business is upbeat. An activist investor has been demanding changes at the business, but its reports suggest that may not be necessary. Pfizer shares up 3.5%. Walmart shares opened a fraction higher. It's partnering with China's online shopping and delivery service Meituan to boost its e-commerce business in China. And after a big run-up, Nvidia shares recently slipped into correction territory, down 2.5% today. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda, invested in you.
Trump's victory doesn't mean our financial worries are over. Hi, Dr. Ron Paul here. Washington's spending addiction still threatens your savings. That's why I recommend gold IRAs from my friends at Birch Gold Group. These accounts protect your retirement from government mismanagement. For a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word SHELTER to 989898. Don't wait. Text SHELTER to the number 989898 now for your free kit from Birch Gold.
Message and data rates may apply.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Elite RV and Boat Storage in Paso Robles is now open. They're not your typical open-air dirt lot. Elite RV and Boat Storage is fully fenced, fully paved, and each space is covered. Their state-of-the-art facility includes security and video cameras monitored 24/7 with motion detectors safeguarding every covered parking space, a professional RV wash station with spot-free rents, vacuum station, trickle charging, air compressor, a dump station, propane, accessory store, and they offer free ice. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Don't let your RV or boat get sun bleached. Allow decal fading or let it deteriorate in the dust.
Hi, this is Kit. Trust your RV and boat to locally owned and operated Elite RV and Boat Storage at 4210 Right Way off of Dry Creek Road next to the Estrella Warburgs Museum. Call Elite RV and Boat Storage at 805-801-3889 or online at EliteRVandStorage.com. Ask about a free month.
When it comes to solar energy, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Atascadero says, quote, Solarponics installed our solar system almost 20 years ago. The installation team was amazing. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. The Solarponics service teams are just as amazing. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing 46 years of install and service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners, is your water heater more than 10 years old? If so, upgrade to a heat pump water heater. Heat pump water heaters are 60% more energy efficient, saving thousands in energy costs. Plus, you'll help reduce carbon emissions. Best of all, you may qualify for up to a 50% rebate when replacing an old gas or propane water heater. Learn more at solarponics.com/water heating. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Experience holiday magic at the Charles Paddock Zoo in Atascadero. Saturday, December 21st, Santa Claus will be at the zoo to welcome visitors and deliver gifts to the animals from 10 a.m. till 1 p.m. Holiday magic is fun for the whole family, and all of the events of the day are included with your admission. Holiday magic, Saturday, December 21st, 10 to 1 at the Charles Paddock Zoo in Atascadero. For more info, visit charlespaddockzoo.org.
Need inspiration for your holiday gifts? Let the Blenders be your Santa's helper this season. From beautiful scarves, cozy sweaters, jackets, vests, lovely handbags, wallets, and fantastic accessories. Gift certificates available too. Thank you for your support of our local businesses. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram for holiday hours. Merry Christmas from the Blenders, 538 12th Street, downtown Paso Robles.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech. Brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, your Honda power equipment dealer in Atascadero. 238-5775, 238-KPRL to join us.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul, with a corn cob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Frosty the Snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the children know how he came to life one day.
There must have been some magic in that old sugar hat they found. But when they placed it on his head, he began to dance around.
The Morning Exchange, KPRL.
Protecting what matters this afternoon, 12:30 till 2. Barry will have up first Henry Rogers. He's the chief national correspondent for the Daily Caller. And then Jay Leach, Galen Clark, and Jake Frederick, PWM Multi-Generational Panel. You'll learn a lot. All right, whatever may be on your mind, you know how the format is supposed to work. By the way, yesterday I was mentioning some new state laws coming in, and this is has to do with entertainment zones. Entertainment zones. What is an entertainment zone? Well, I'm partially going to tell you. This will let local governments designate these zones, known as entertainment zones, where bars and restaurants can sell alcohol beverages for people to drink on public streets and sidewalks. Now, the Alliance, the California Alcohol Policy Alliance, they oppose this because it could contribute to drunk driving accidents and increased alcohol mortality rates. Well, local governments designate this. So it's up to them. Well, didn't we do that during COVID? Didn't you have those, out there in the parking spaces, restaurants, just to have the tables and so forth outside? And I'm going to assume that they were serving alcohol out there on those areas, which known as foot traffic. And by the way, that's not uncommon to see that in many places around the country, particularly in Florida. I can tell you in parts of Maryland as well. It's not uncommon to see that, but we'll see. This coming into effect. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Yeah, I happened to be in a bar the other day, and then someone mentioned that. It's like they can serve you a drink, and they can put one of the covers on it, and that would be legal. But if they put a straw in it, it would be illegal. But if it's an open container city, it's legal.
Now, wait a minute. If there's a straw in it, you can't?
That's what they were saying, and it was new to me because I usually don't try to practice any open container anywhere because I don't know. But they were saying something to the effect that Tascadero, say, for instance, was an open container. You can walk around with a drink on the street, and it's legal. And so the people that were serving the drink, for them to maybe possibly take it out, as long as they had like a cover on it, like a soda cover, it was legal. But if there was a straw put in it, it was illegal.
So you're saying that you could walk around with an alcoholic beverage in public?
In some places you can. I try not to. I'm definitely afraid of San Luis because, I don't know what their policies are and whatnot. And if you are out walking around drinking, there's hardly any bathrooms. So they'll get you for something other than drinking. So I'm not sure. I just heard that, and it was interesting to me.
Well, I never heard it, and I just assume public drinking, walking down the sidewalk, drinking alcohol publicly was illegal anyway, but what do I know?
I try not to do it.
What do you mean you try?
Once in a while, you can buy, like at Tascadero, they have, like, you can buy a drink ticket, and you can drink in the park, so... Wouldn't that be like an open container?
Well, that's during special events, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know about generally just walking around on the streets. But if there's an event, I'm like, yeah, you could do that. But I try not to do that anyway because then I got to get in a car and drive. But, I get a commercial license. So, for me, the penalty is really high.
Well, it would be, and it is your livelihood. But, for special events, because we have quite a few of them here, well, all throughout the Central Coast where that takes place, where we're in parks, and I've been the Atascadero Lake with concerts, and had a couple of brewskis and so forth and so on. And cities will have more power to designate entertainment zones.
Wow. Hey, I have a sidebar note. It's kind of off the beaten path. You got a second?
Sure.
All right, Amber Alert. Does anyone ever talk about Amber Alert? I mean, we've got them all over the place, and there's so many missing kids. But you think that thing would be going off the chart looking for kids, and it does nothing.
What do you mean it does nothing?
I mean, there's so many kids that are missing all the time, and I never see it on Amber Alert. You just say people drive, buzz, go to jail. That's about it. You see on Amber Alert signs that are up on the roads. I just thought I'd pose that question. That's all.
Well, we we'll get an email from from the whatever agency it is. It says an Amber Alert, but they in my case or the radio station's case, it's specific to within certain parameters of California. They're not going to give me one from San Diego.
Okay.
You just put them out. Matter of fact, I haven't seen one in several months now that you mention it.
Yeah. I mean, there's kids missing all the time, and you would think that there'd be something up there of a clue. And just the origins of the whole thing, there's a rabbit hole on it in itself. That's for a different time, but I just thought I'd just ask you that question.
There's also Amber Alerts for... minorities as well. I'm serious. There's a separate one in California. I don't know if it's for African Americans or Hispanic, but there is a separate one.
Okay. That is funny.
Well,
I'm going to refrain.
Okay, I got you. I got you. All right, thanks a lot.
I know there's in East LA that's all spray paint.
Yeah. All right, thanks. Speaking of that, well, let's go to the phone line. Hi, good morning.
Morning. Yeah, you can drink. You can have open containers in Atascadero and San Miguel.
Well, San Miguel, I should have thought about that. That was a give me.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you can have you can drink out in public, open container, no problem. In that way forever.
Really?
Yeah, in Atascadero for sure. Anything you want, and that's not a problem.
So, if I felt like it, and I wanted to go for a stroll down the sidewalks there on El Camino Real, and I had a bottle of beer in my hand, just chug-a-lugging.
Sure.
Nothing would happen.
Nothing would happen. A bottle of booze, a 12-pack in your hand, open containers. I mean, as long as you're not drunk in public, right? You're minding your own business, drinking a beer, it's no problem.
What do you think about that law?
I think it's great.
Okay.
I mean, it's been in the laws for as long as I've been alive.
Well, if it gets some publicity, it may go away.
Well, let's hope not. Got enough rules.
Yeah, well, that we do. All right, well, thanks for that bit of information, counselor.
Keep them cracking, boys.
All right, bye. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Well, you learn something new every single day. You just do. And that reminds me of my first experience with such an incident here in California when I moved out a couple of months ago or so. When I came out from Kentucky, one of the things I missed about, the only thing that I didn't like about Kentucky is it didn't have an ocean, because I love the ocean. I love going body surfing. So one of the first things I did when I came out here is I said, I'm going over to, I went over Canaan Road. It was Canaan Road, made a right hand, and went up to Zuma Beach there on the coast to go do a little body surfing. So I go down there. I have a cooler of adult beverages and a couple of beers. And I also had my chair and Sporting News. I used to subscribe to the Sporting News. And I was by myself. So I go down and I'm sitting there at the beach and crack open an adult beverage, reading the Sporting News, taking in some of the talent walking up and down the beach. And I decide, well, I'm going to go in and for a swim there, do some body surfing. And I come out and I was in water about an hour, maybe a little bit longer. And so I come out and I sit in the chair and bingo, I pop up in another brewski. And all of a sudden I hear this, good afternoon, sir. And I turn around and it's the police.
Unlucky.
Well, now back in the day they were nice. And I said, hey, how you doing? He goes, sir, he goes, are you familiar that there's no drinking allowed here on the beach? You know, alcoholic beverages. I said, no. I said, I had no idea. I said, I'm sorry, and blah, blah, blah. And I said, why? And he said, well, because people were littering and they were getting unruly and so forth and so on. So he didn't ticket me. He just gave me a warning. And I did finish my beer when he left, though. I wasn't going to toss it out, and he was cool about it. But I found another beach. It was just up the road, and it made the news not too long ago. It was called Broad Beach. And what's funny about it is this Broad Beach is not broad at all. It's a little area. Let me see. Chris, if we had our hallway here and you added it maybe two times the width, that would be Broad Beach.
Not very broad indeed.
No, but it was between these, I guess then, $500,000 homes. And there was just this one little area where the public had access to this beach. Or not to the beach. It's called Broad Beach, but it had access to go in water. And so I forget how I found it, but I found it pretty quickly. And so, and there were no rules or regulations there. So that ended up being my place to go. And I would do that, and no issues at all. But what was funny about it is, and they had lifeguards on the outside of this fenced area. And I never saw anybody sitting in those areas other than within side the fence part. Probably because they brought down, you know, some margaritas, whatever, to drink while they're there at the enjoying the ocean. And it's the damnedest thing. Damnedest thing. But I don't know, it was within the last X amount of years that there was some kind of issue with those houses down there, which is all entertainment people that own it, because they're multi-million dollar homes now, of the access not being allowed. And I don't know whatever happened to it. Don't know whatever happened to that subject. All right, let's see here. I had something. What do I know? What do I know? You know, sir, don't waste your time sending stupid emails, okay? You can send them, but it's kind of a waste of time unless you're going to be smart, but I guess that's not in you. Okay, where did I have this? There was something. Oh, okay, so I came across this just by, I don't know, because I did. And it has to do with small towns and tourism. And again, I just stumbled into it. I wasn't looking for it. When small, and this is a generalization, when small towns experience a large influx of tourism and they start to rely on tourism, most of these small towns face significant burdens, including increased housing cost, strain on the local infrastructure, disruption of daily life for the residents, and a loss of, and this is extremely important, community character. This is as the town adapts to cater to visitor needs at the expense of its local identity. Does that sound familiar to anybody? Anyone? 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 Bueller? That is the burden. Strain on local infrastructure. Overcrowding in public spaces. Disruption of daily life. And also, the difficulties in one of our favorite issues, parking. And it goes on to state, what, particularly on the parking, which I found, somewhat comical or coincidental, is because as the small town grows a little bit, and then, you know, comes tourists and businesses are doing good, which you want, that the surrounding, from the initial, let's just say, downtown corridor, they get bought up by developers. I mean, this is America, and they build shops there and so forth. What they don't, or the cities don't do, or they wait too long to do, is to put in enough space for parking. Does that sound familiar? If we go back X amount of years here in Paso Robles, there was talk down there where the lumber place used to be of the city maybe buying that and putting in a parking area, but it was bought and it was sold and the city never had a chance. But it's not unique just to Paso Robles. It happens all over the country. And this is because of our, again, in the article, as the town starts to cater to tourists, then it's too late for most of these small towns to catch up with the infrastructure. So then they have to start going for more taxes and more bonds and more ways to try and catch up with the infrastructure, which they never do. And that trying to catch up puts the burden on the local residents more than the tourists, because the tourists come and leave. They pay their bed tax, whatever you want to call it, the extra money for the hotels and so forth and so on. But the people stuck in this area with bad decisions made by their leaders, they are the ones that have to pay for it. So I thought this was a pretty interesting read. Pretty interesting. All right, we're going to head this way.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. The final 2024 meeting for the Paso Robles City Council will be held tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. On this week's agenda is the second reading for eliminating the employee parking lot program in downtown Paso Robles. You can attend the meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. The Paso Robles School Board will be reviewing Measure M and the current phases of improving Georgia Brown's campus in its meeting tonight at around 6:30. The district is currently in phase 2 of 3 for Georgia Brown's improvements. You can attend tonight's meeting in person or watch online. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy skies today, highs in the mid-60s, it's 48 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm Chris Foster. Two students are in critical condition in a school shooting in Madison, Wisconsin. Another student and a teacher are dead.
This is a small private K-12 Christian school, 420 students. This is where police say a 15-year-old girl who was a student armed with a handgun started shooting in a study hall, killing a teacher and a student and injuring six others before turning the gun on herself.
Fox's Garrett Tenney, no word why the girl may have done it. Trump Health and Human Services Secretary nominee Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is at the Capitol today for meetings with senators who'll be voting on confirmation. Incoming White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt on Fox.
Make America healthy again. That's a signature campaign promise that he and President-elect Trump campaigned on, and it's one of the many reasons the American people reelected President Trump.
America's listening to Fox News.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Hey, this is Maddie Work, a proud fifth generation of the Work Family Ranch. I invite you to get outside and enjoy God's beauty from the back of a trusty ranch horse. With deep roots in North County and over 25 years in ag tourism, we offer down-to-earth fun for the whole family. You might be wondering, how can we promise you a trusty ranch horse? Well, would you ride the same horses that have been serving our nation's warriors in the Mighty Oaks Legacy Program for over 10 years? I sure would. Come ride with us and experience the work thing we offer. Call 805-610-0961 or workranch.com.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guest House Grill.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Kevin Hunt and Hutch Heating and Air. Tune-up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. Some clouds this morning will give away to generally sunny skies for the afternoon. High should be in the mid-60s. Generally clear. This has changed. Tonight and overnight. Overnight lows in the mid-30s. Sun and a few passing clouds for you Wednesday with highs in the mid to upper 60s. And then for your Thursday, have a pretty nice day. Sunshine, high should be in the low to mid-70s. And then Friday, mostly sunny, upper 60s, mid-60s Saturday. Sunday, mid-60s, upper 60s with some clouds Monday. And maybe some rain Tuesday, about a 30% chance. Today's UV index will be 2, up and down, 7:08 a.m., 4:52 p.m., and we do have 48 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com. Community Calendar is brought to you by American Riviera Bank. They're always looking for the best way to serve you. City of Paso Robles is reaching out to local churches, temples, synagogues, and other faith-based organizations to participate in the city council meetings by offering an invocation at the start of each session. And these meetings are held on the first and third Tuesday of each month. And the city is seeking a variety of religious leaders to bring their unique perspective and spirituality to the proceedings. So invocators are needed. Contact the city for more information regarding that. Coming up this Saturday, December 21st, at the Atascadero Grange Hall, this is Resilient Souls. They're having, join them for a bingo barbecue. Kids, Christmas movies, and bingo. The fun starts at 6. Dinner is at 5:30. Resilient Souls. So for more information on this delicious barbecue bingo, call 833-322-1920. 833-322-1920 for this Saturday. Community Calendar was brought to you by American Riviera Bank on the corner of 16th and Spring. Remember, bank on better.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
8 minutes away from 8 o'clock, KPRL, birthdays and anniversaries, brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. You still got some time. Take that list in there and do your job. All right, local celebrities on the Tuesday. Alora Green leading things off. We have Nolan Perry. Lynn Ferula, Larissa Lopez, Keith Ahrens, Harold Boger, Bob Harper, Sammy Loring, Ken and Lindsay Vandegon, and Shelley and Doug Burdom. So happy birthday and happy anniversary. On my right-hand side, let's see, not a stellar day. Christmas time always makes me think of this gentleman because they'd have him on television and he would put the Santa's hat on, and because one of my favorite Christmas songs is Sleigh Ride, and Arthur Fiedler, the conductor of the Boston Pops. 1894-1979, Erskine Caldwell, Tobacco Road novelist. 1903-1987. Who else do we have on the list? Well, that's a very good list. Goober, George Lindsay, Andy Griffith Show, and of course, he was on Hee Haw and others, 1928-2012. Bob Guccione, Penthouse Magazine, 1930-2010. Has anybody here seen My Sweet Thing? I got a notion she'll be headed this way. And also writer of You Waiting in Your Welfare Line for Buck Owens. Nat Stuckey, 1933-1988. Tommy Steele, the singer, 1936. Art Neville of the Neville Brothers, 1937-2019. Leo Cardenas, infielder, 1938. Olympic gold medalist, the 800 meters in 1960 and 1964. That would be Peter Snell, born in 1938, died in 2019. This guy had one heck of a singing voice, but he had issues. The singer with the Temptations, Eddie Kendricks, 1939, passed away in 1992. Paul Butterfield, 1942-1987. Dave D, of singer of the group Dave D and something else, Mick and Tick, 1943. Bernard Hill, the actor, 1944. Continuing on, we have, who do we have? That's a good, Paul Rogers. I mentioned his name the other day. He was with Free and Bad Company and others. What a voice. 1949, Joe Rizzo, linebacker with the Broncos, 1950. I think he was part of the Orange Crush. My Three Sons, Barry Livingston, 1953. Mike Mills from REM, 1958. The legend out of Brooklyn, basketball player Albert King, 1959. more of a legend in the playgrounds than his brother Bernard, who's in the Hall of Fame. All right, also on the list we have, trying to look here, Tony Richardson played running back in the NFL a little bit. Not a bad player, 1971. And Sarah Paulson, the actress, 1974. I believe, Chase Utley, second baseman, played with the Phillies and the Dodgers. Having a discussion with him the other day about maybe down the road, would he get into Cooperstown? Also born in 1978, Manny Pacquiao, the boxer, 1978, as mentioned. From the University of Tennessee, wide receiver Cedric Wilson, 1978. Jamie Foxworth, the actress, 1979. Shannon Marie Woodard, the actress, 1984, and that is it. All right. Passing away on this day, what time do we have? Oh, we've got plenty of time. So who did pass away on this day? Well, I'm looking at the list here. Penny Marshall, Laverne and Shirley, and others. And she directed, I always forget the name of the, what's the name of the movie? I always forget it. It's a funny movie, baseball movie. There's no crying in baseball. Anyway, Penny passed away in 2018. Lewis Harris, the pollster guy, and he passed away in 2016. Captain Beefheart, remember him? He passed away in 2010. The columnist, Jack Anderson, 2005. Mary Ann Jackson, she was the older sister of Weezer from The Little Rascals. She appeared in 32 Our Gang films. She passed away in 2003. The Arizona Cowboy, Rex Allen, 1999. Grover Washington Jr., 1999. Dana Andrews, very, very good actor. The Best Years of Our Lives is a really good movie. He passed away in 1992. Thomas Mitchell, speaking of good movies, how about Gone with the Wind and a whole bunch of other Stagecoach? Thomas Mitchell, he passed away in 1962. And who else do we have? Simon Bolivar, the Venezuelan general. 1830 is when he passed on, and that is it. All right. Like I said, not the most stellar list today, but I will go to this guy because, as I mentioned, he was the younger brother of NBA scoring champion and Hall of Famer Bernard King. Now, they grew up back there in the Brooklyn area, and Albert, more than his older brother, became a legend on the school grounds. There's a famous book out, and I can't recall the name of it, about the legends that would play in Harlem at the Rooker tournament and so forth. And Albert, like Fly Williams, some guys like that, Helicopter Harry. But he was a legend. As a matter of fact, in his senior year in high school, he was rated the top player in the nation over Magic Johnson and Gene Banks. How about that? So he ends up going to the University of Maryland, and he has a fine career there. He is an ACC Player of the Year, and he was drafted in the first round, 10th overall, by the New Jersey Nets, and he went on to have a so-so NBA career, nothing like what people thought that he would have. He averaged 12 points a game, 5 rebounds, and a couple assists and so forth. And again, it never was what they thought he was going to be, nothing compared to his brother, but he had a good career. And okay, the book is Heaven is a Playground. Heaven is a Playground. I wish I could get my hands on it, because when you read about some of the phenomenal players that were in the tournament. And back in the day, NBA players in the early to mid-60s would show up at these tournaments and pull out a pair of sneakers out of the back of their car and play hoops, including Oscar Robertson, Willis Reed, Will Chamberlain, Connie Hawkins, and a whole bunch of others. Albert King, though, had a pretty good career. He goes to the top of the list.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. The repaving project on Golden Hill Road continues this week. Southbound lanes have finished repaving, but will have one lane closed Monday to Thursday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. to raise utilities. Southbound traffic will also be redirected on Friday to finish paving the northbound lane. As part of the Creston Road project, Paso Robles Public Works announced the contractor will need to install a concrete cross gutter across Nickerson at Creston. From December 23rd to January 3rd, access to Creston from Nickerson will be restricted. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly cloudy today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 48 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
Well, unlike a lot of basketball players, he did pretty well saving his money while he was making a good salary in the NBA, because following his basketball career, Albert King, he opened up several Wendy's restaurants. All right, another hour to go. This hour of the Morning Exchange brought to you by Solarponics, saving homeowners more money on their energy bills since 75. Don't just go solar. Go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.